You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today's Sunday, July 17th, 2005. Well, I spent my weekend watching TV and listening to podcasts. I listened to Daddy Quake, Patrick and what's his name? Brian or Matt? Matt, I think it's Matt. Out in California, and they're the guys who talk about families, gay families, and adoption, stuff like that. Anyway, on their show, they were talking about Being Bobby Brown, the show on Bravo, and I had not seen it yet, so they were laughing and carrying on about how crazy Whitney was, so I checked out the DVR and found that Bobby Brown was like on 6 or 7 times this weekend, so I went ahead and recorded them and started watching them. And I have to tell you, that show is crazy. It's ridiculous. Well, first of all, it's really stupid because they show Bobby Brown as an idiot and Whitney Houston as a cracked-out whore, it seems like. Allegedly, I should say allegedly because, you know. Anyway, Whitney Houston, the whole time she is on that show, she's acting like she's on drugs. She has to keep sunglasses on. She doesn't want anybody to see her house. She's weird. She's just actually strange. And the biggest thing is that she says, "Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no," all the time. So in watching this show, I recorded a little audio clip of her saying it over and over again. So listen to this little Being Bobby Brown clip that I've made.
Hell no.
That's just what she says the entire time. That's all she's saying is, hell no, oh hell no. And they do all these, it seems like all they do is go on vacations, because I must have watched 4, maybe 5 shows. And in every single show, they were staying at a hotel somewhere, or going out to dinner somewhere, or being in London, or, I mean, that's all they do. It's such a sad show. But I have to admit, it was funny enough to make me watch it more and more. So if you haven't checked out Being Bobby Brown, you should, because it's, if nothing else, just to see how stupid those people are. And then, I guess, of course, I watched Big Brother on Saturday night, last night, and I didn't care that I forget the girl who got kicked off. Angelia? I think maybe, and I don't know what her name is, but I didn't care for her anyway, so I don't really care that she got kicked off. But what I was disappointed in was, as I said before when I was talking about Big Brother, that I thought that James was a cutie. Well, I still think James is a cutie, but it was revealed this week that he is a major Republican. And he's not educated very well on the war. He got into it with Kacer. Kacer is from Iraq, and he was, you know, knows, you know, firsthand what it's like and all. So they got into a discussion, and sure enough, James showed how ignorant he was by talking about Bush and going to war and all. So even though I think he's a cutie, he's an absolute idiot, and I hope he doesn't win. It was also revealed on this week's, on Saturday Night Show, that each person is in the house with another person, and they showed who the couples are. And it seems like everybody already knows that each person is in there with somebody else. So I don't think that's going to be a big deal anymore. Also, they had the eating contest. I guess it was for the food competition. And they had to eat these most disgusting things. There's no way, instead of a chocolate malt, it was a tuna malt, or instead of a tuna melt, it was a tuna malt. It was just disgusting. I'm sure I'm not the only one watching Big Brother, but, and then they also showed, well, once they showed who the people were in the house with, it was interesting to see that Michael and Kacer are like their neighbors or something, and because I think Michael's cute too, but as it turns out, he's turning into like a little, well, I guess just for a brief time, he was a womanizer. The guy who's really like a pig is Howie. He's hitting on Janelle, I think her name is, and hugging on her and kissing on her, and she's just like sick of it. So anyway, Big Brother is moving along and I'm enjoying that.
This is Peter and you're listening to ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet.
Yeah, since today's Sunday, I'll be watching Queer as Folk. And I heard on Podcastique, because I listened to their show today too, that the final episode of Queer as Folk airs on August 9th, and that Podcastique Nick has already seen it. He must have downloaded it from the internet somewhere and you know, has some access to it. I don't know, but he said he cried at the end, so I'm curious to see what the final episode's going to be about. Of course, I'll watch it.
Langit biru, langit biru kita, langit biru, langit biru kita.
Hi there, this is John Ong from Online Podcast, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Oh, by the way, I am the Asian princess.
This week on my local news, I heard a story about an old woman and cats. It turns out that this last weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend, the animal control officers went to this house in Alexandria, and they had to remove over 300 cats from this lady's house. Some were dead, some were alive, some were kittens, some were old, you know. But can you imagine having 300 cats in your house? And here's the sad part. Her daughter lives in a townhouse in Burke, Virginia, and the animal control officers went to her house on Wednesday or Thursday, and found 200 more cats. So between the two of them, they had 500 cats, dead and alive, and kittens and stuff. I saw it on the news. They were showing them carrying out crates of little kittens and stuff. It's sad. What the hell were they thinking? 500 cats? Well, 300 and 200, but I can't imagine living in a house with 300 cats. I can't even imagine living in a house with one cat, because I can't stand the cat fur. But I know I have lots of friends who have cats and people who love cats, but I mean, I love cats too. I like other people's cats. I wouldn't want the cat living in my house, because I can't stand the cat fur. And plus, the stink of the litter box would probably drive me nuts too. Of course, I would have to find the kind of litter that doesn't smell. But anyway, back to the ladies in the with the cats. In the townhouse that was in Burke, 134 of the cats were already dead. Can you imagine what that would smell like? Dead cats. Ugh, nasty. You would think that, you know, how could you have somebody come over to your house with that many cats? And, well, I guess maybe she didn't have very many visitors. And you know what they say about lesbians and cats? I wonder if these ladies were lesbians. That's stereotyping, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that, but you know what they say about lesbians and cats? Or what do they say about lesbians and cats? I don't know. Or that you're just an old maid with cats. I don't know. But I just thought that was an awful story with this, all those cats. And I don't know what they're going to do with the ones that are alive. I'm sure they'll put them up for adoption. But you know what happens? If they don't get adopted after so long, they euthanize them. So poor little cats. So enough about the cat story.
It's time for listener email.
I did get some email this weekend. Interestingly, I got email from two people who were offering songs to podcasters from their own personal collections, and I don't know if I got the email just to me or if it went to a list, because it didn't show that way. But I have a feeling that these independent music producers are, you know, going to sites like QPotter and emailing everyone on the list and saying, you know, I have songs. If you want to play them on your podcast, you know, here's the link and so forth. So I got two emails like that this weekend. And so I went to both of the sites and downloaded the songs. And one of them was okay. I might consider playing them. It's a little bit out there. It's ambient music. And I'm just not sure. I have to find the right show to play them on. The other one, I don't think I'd play them at all, because it's like this woman singing, and it's just not my kind of music. So, unless she puts out some more tracks. But see, I I want to try to stay away from this singing anyway, because I just want some background music. But so I don't think I'll use them. And then I also got an email from Scott Mendeau of Scott2K5. I'm not sure, but I have a link on my website for it. Scott is moving back to L.A., and he said to me that... Oh, actually, I gave him a tip about getting divots out of the carpet when you move furniture. You know how they have those divots in your carpet? Well, I learned from Irma Bombeck that if you put ice cubes in the divots and you let the ice cubes completely melt and completely dry, then you should be able to just fluff up the carpet again the way... And it works, actually, because I've done that in my house. Not completely back to 100%, but it certainly removes that obvious divot in the carpet. So that's just a little tip. But anyway, not that this is going to be coming the tip podcast, but anyway, so Scott said that in his show, and I sent him an email, gave him that tip, and then he sent me an email back saying that he's going to be coming out to visit D.C. soon in a couple of weeks, and would I like to get together, and I'm going to send him an email back saying, sure, I think that would be cool to have him on the show. And, you know, he could do a show, and I could do a show, and we could be recording at the same time. I think that would be really cool. So, Scott, if you're listening to this, I'm going to email you and definitely try to set up something for you to come over and record a show while you're in town. I think that would be cool. I think you're getting a good amount of listeners, because I've heard some people comment on their shows about your show. So, way to go. And then I got an email from Peter, and Peter was letting me know that he has his Skype set up. Well, Peter, I'm going to email you, but I have the Skype set up too, and just yesterday I changed the name on Skype from Archer 2 to Archer Radio. So if you're on Skype and you want to, you know, chat, you know, send a thing or whatever, I haven't actually used Skype yet, so, because I don't know anybody to talk to. I should probably try to get Scott on there. But I think, Peter, it's going to be difficult because you're international. You're in Germany, so I think you might have to pay for that call. But anyway, the point is that Peter got Skype set up, and he said he's ready to talk anytime. So I'm going to have to figure that out. But my next thing I have to figure out is, how the hell do you record Skype conversations? I hear people talk about Audio Hijack and Audio Hijack Pro, and I downloaded the Audio Hijack and tried to record with it, but I don't know how it works. I'm retarded, as Wanda would say. I'm just retarded. So if anybody has any suggestions or ideas for me to get Audio Hijack to work with Skype so I can record the phone calls, I would love any advice you have. And then that way, if you see me on Skype, I can actually record a call and put it in the show. So... thank you, Peter, and thank you in advance for anybody who's going to send me some help. And that reminds me, too, I was trying to tweak the website this weekend, and I got a couple emails from people telling me that I had Jason Cable's link wrong, and I fixed that. And then I also put a new graphic up at the top of the page. But I wanted to do what my intention was, to completely redo the website to make it simpler looking. But I am not a CSS genius, so I have no idea what I was doing, and I was just tinkering with the template, and it didn't look very good, so I just gave up on it and just stuck with the same design. But if anybody out there is a CSS genius and would like to offer me some help, I'd appreciate it, because I'd really like to, while I have the time this summer, to tweak the web page and get it just right. And speaking of time this summer, starting tomorrow, my time will become more limited, because I start a class. I'm taking a two-week class that meets every day for 2 weeks, so I might be busy. Of course, the podcast will still stay short, because I don't want to go over 15 minutes, blah, 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 and I want to keep it at that. So, and what I'm doing is I'm recording them the night before, so, and posting them early in the morning. That's why you're hearing that this is Sunday night, and you're hearing it on Monday, which you've probably already figured out. I think I did that all last week. In any case, I think that is all. Oh, I did want to mention one more thing. I always do that. I think of one more thing to mention. I was, of course, browsing the web this evening, just literally. I have stopped saying that word. Just about an hour and a half ago, and I, of course, went to the Apple website. Actually, it's my homepage. When I open up the browser, that's what it goes to. And I saw that they had actually reached the 500 millionth song. So I wonder who the person was and which iPods they chose. So that contest is over. All right, so that's all for now, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.